here looking at you.
Do you like her better with the dark hair?
Yes, I hope that doesn't creep you out that I'm looking at you.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome?
I'm into creeps. What can I say?
God bless you. Wow. God bless you. I knew I liked you. Actually, we actually spoken to you before a while ago, but just fresh off the appearance last night on WrestleMania. Welcome, please, from the WWE, Trish Stratus. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
So what'd you do last night?
There was like 70,000 people in this arena, and like I was with the most of was Snooki, aka the blonde or the brunette mafia, and we kicked some butt.
I gotta ask Trish. I mean, you stepped away from wrestling for a little while there, and now you're back. It's hard to find that kind of excitement that you get from walking down that ramp in the WWE, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is hard to replicate that, I would say. But you know what? It's one of these things where I've been so lucky that I've kind of, like, gone away, and then, like, 6 months later, they'll call me, or they'll be in, like, Toronto, and they'll be like, oh, we have this main event match with John Cena, and you'll be fighting the best Phoenix. Want to come down, like, Air Canada Center? Sure. So I've been really lucky to kind of get little doses along the way.
Yeah.
But nothing really compares to that WrestleMania, 70,000 people. It's been 5 years since my last WrestleMania, so last night was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to say that you were helping Snooki, and there's a video out that's on YouTube of her getting in the ring, and I sat there. My jaw dropped. I jaw dropped at how she did.
I know. We were totally going for that. The great thing is, so, you know, as a Tough Enough trainer, this is one of the things we did. We would talk to the contestants, and we'd say, okay, well, what's your background? What kind of athletic abilities do you have? And we try and tap into that and sort of play up the strengths and then train them to be, you know, see what they can do in the ring. Mm-hmm. And when Snooki and I hooked up, she was the Raw guest host, and we hooked up, and suddenly, I mean, she said she did cheerleading. She came from a gymnast background, and I was like, awesome. And, you know, she obviously feels comfortable in the ring. She's great around people, and she just was like, but she gets the product. You know, sometimes you have people who are reality people or just outside from the business, and they come in and they just don't get it. She gets it. She totally embraced it, and she wanted to go out there and, like, really just prove people wrong. You know, I'm sure people didn't expect that. So that was the fun of it, was bringing that out of here and just, like, letting her go full on. And the crowd was like, they ate it up. It was so cool to watch.
When she stepped in the ring, you heard some boos, and then she started doing a couple moves, and then the place was like, it was pretty impressive. And we had her on not too long ago. We were just talking about it before you came on.
Right.
That she's actually different in person than, like, the drunken stumble bum that runs around the beach with the goofy slippers. That's one thing they showed, yes, but that's not, it didn't, we didn't get the impression that that's who she is. Do you agree?
Well, exactly. And we got the same thing. I mean, she showed up in Raw, and everyone's like, oh, that's the drunk chick from Jersey Shore. I'm like, no, but that's right. She's the drunk chick on Jersey Shore, but, you know, in the Raw ring, she was awesome. And she was like, you know, just, it was really cool to see. She loved the business. She was so excited about the opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was an absolute pleasure to work with. I really enjoyed working with her. So, super sweet girl. And I'm officially calling her an honorary diva.
There you go. Oh,
wow. In your time away from the ring, what did you do to keep busy?
Well, I retired in 2006. I went off and I kind of started building a yoga empire in Canada, actually. I opened up a yoga studio called Stratosphere Yoga, and I produced a couple television shows. I did a travel show where I traveled around the world and did fighting arts. So I kind of whooped butt around the world, so it wasn't too far away. I actually filmed a movie. I recently just filmed. I did an action flick last year, and we actually just got accepted into the Action Fest Film Festival, and that's next weekend in Asheville, North Carolina.
That's cool.
I'm having my film premiere, so if you guys want to come.
You know, what a lot of people might not know is up in Canada, Trish is as revered as Wayne Gretzky up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's true.
Even more so because I actually live there still, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
Right. And that, when you were talking about touring around doing the fighting demonstrations and things like that, that kind of dovetails into, you know, the debut after Raw at about 11 o'clock on USA, the Tough Enough thing. And you're going to be part of that this year, right?
Yep. They called me beginning of the year and asked if I want to be part of this new show that they're going to do. It's called WWE Tough Enough. Now, we know, Tough Enough was previously on the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, people loved it. It was a huge show. It was really popular for us. It went away, and then USA Network is bringing it back. They want this completely revamped version of it, and it is like, I mean, it's kind of like taking the old Tough Enough and just, like, it's up several notches. I mean, you've got Stone Cold Steve Austin as the host. You've got myself, Booker T, Bill DeMott as the trainers, and the show just has this really awesome feel to it. I mean, the just... the feel of it. You know, the producers came from the Contender background, so they understand that fight reality world, and also Mark Burnett Productions. They worked on The Apprentice, so the feel of the show is just really, I mean, it's gripping television. The bottom three at the end, the elimination, Tyra Banks ain't got nothing on Steve.
Is there a Miss America in the mix?
Indeed there is.
Wow.
Because I saw her run, I saw her running from like a police dog.
That's the cool thing about the show is like, I mean, I think the old Tough Enough was all about like they were in the ring and they were wrestling. This show, we kind of took the lessons that we learned on the ring and we took them into the real world and see how they apply them. So there's like, that's the real fun part. Those are, we call them life lessons. Every week we would do a different theme. So we have a different theme, we have a different life lesson, we take them outside the ring, and that's where this really cool reality happens, where you really get to see the contestant's personality shine. Yeah. And of course all the crazy things, like we stick attack dogs on you, stuff like that.
Gotta love that. I have to say that, you know, when The Contender first came out, we all watched it and were big fans of it, but you know, there was the boxing audience is very fickle. And they did not like that show, even though we went to Vegas and we went to the finale.
We had a blast.
And we had a blast, and it was great. Now, the benefit of the WWE is it's got a built-in fan base that's going to be chomping at the bit to watch this. You know?
That's the cool thing. So we're kind of approaching it from a different way. We have the WWE Universe who's going to be watching the show for sure.
Right.
I mean, it's right now, like as of tonight, it'll debut right after Raw at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. But then the following week, it'll be 8 p.m. So every week before Raw, you will watch an hour of Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And so we have that audience. But I mean, the show, that's what's cool about it. The show had this crossover appeal where it's going to attract the reality show watcher. And it's so good. Like, Steve is so awesome. And I just really think it's going to bring in a whole new audience to be like, okay, this is what these wrestling people do. Very cool.
You know,
and they'll see very soon that it's sports entertainment, and these people we're so passionate about the business, and it's just really great TV.
Scotty, you know what you're going to get if you watch Tough Enough?
What am I going to get?
You're going to get some Stratisfaction.
Nice. Oh, nice. There it is.
That's
how I roll over here.
Trisha, are you enjoying your time being back now in the WWE?
I love it. I've been having a blast. Like, I mean, all four of us, you know, we had been away from the product a little bit, and coming back in this role was very cool for us because it got a chance for us to connect again and really get to know each other, but also just realize, like, man, we love this business. And, you know, of course, coming back into the WWE Tough Enough role, suddenly there was, like, I was on the pay-per-view, and then I got the call, and then I'm on Raw, and suddenly I'm booked in a match at WrestleMania. So, you know, it's a big machine, and when you're part of it, you're part of it. And, you know, just keep delivering, shall I say it, Stratisfaction. You know?
Stratisfaction. I like that. I have to introduce you to, we call her KWA. Her name is Kayla. She loves the Jersey Shore. She's our college student, and you're her favorite wrestler. So say hello to KWA.
Hi.
Hey, KWA.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was so bummed when you left for a while there, and I just turned it on the other day and saw you back and was super excited. And Snooki is also my other favorite person of all time. So
we were like the best team ever, like the best pairing you could possibly come up with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much set for life at this point.
Hey, you know what? You gotta. That's a beautiful thing right there. I want to ask.
It is a beautiful thing.
Last night, WrestleMania, 70,000 fans. How long does it take you to come down from, you know, being out there in front of that crowd? Were you like wired for hours on end?
I'm still awake from last night, which is why I'm still chipper. No, I'm just kidding. No, there was such adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, don't forget, I have my last WrestleMania was 5 years ago, right? And everyone keeps saying to me, like, how do you get back in the ring and just do it? And there is like that element of it's like riding a bike. It just kind of happens and you feel it. However, when you have this adrenaline, you're doing your thing, you unpack your bags, you kind of get all, you know, settled, you come back to the hotel, and then you sit down, you go, oh, ow, that hurts.
We were talking about that today, too, about guys, like, we've done a lot of work with the WWE, and we've been backstage when people come through the curtain and just collapse, you know, because of the pain that they're in, and we were talking about the Triple H Undertaker match, and how that, both of those guys, you know, we're friends with Triple H, so we're a little concerned about our buddy, going to be hurting after last night. So
pretty sore, I bet.
You know?
Well, it's kind of neat because that was what was the special thing about WrestleMania was there was a lot of the old timers, and I put myself in that category, but a lot of us old school came back and, you know, had that nostalgia touch to the show. But yeah, I'm sure that maybe there's, I'd say, that half of the roster from last night might be a little bit sore than the newer half.
Right. I got you.
They're all in hot tubs right now.
You are, you are a delight. Let me just say that, Trish.
Really, thank you. I too am in a hot tub as we speak right now.
Oh,
so,
stop it. That's just teasing now.
All right. Well, I'm not wearing pants. But I wanted to say thanks for talking to us this morning, especially after being up so late, Trish. We wish you the best.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll be watching Tough Enough and you on television on Monday nights.
Watch tonight and check out my website, TrishStratus.com, and you can have all the updates. And you guys should come to my film premiere next week. I'm just saying.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Trish.
Would you remember us if we did? Because I'll come.
That's Andy's on his way.
See, I'll be the one, Trish.
I'll remember your voices. I can't say I'll remember, you know, I won't know what you look like.
Because I'll be the one that actually shows up and go, no, she's really expecting me.
Stop amazing me.
She just said last
week. Bring the audio clip. Bring the audio clip.
Bring the audio clip. All right. Thanks, Trish. Appreciate it.
Stop amazing me. She invited me.
Take care. Take care, Trish.
Thanks, guys.
Right,
bye, Trish.